As we celebrate and commemorate the Korean martyrs today, we first have to find a very unique reality that the Korean church is the only church that had what established not by priest missionaries, but by lay missionaries. So all these scholars, they went to Shanghai and went to China, and they found the gospel being translated. And they actually brought the faith back to Korea, and they evangelized and preached the gospel among themselves. So when the foreign missionaries later came, they were the one who began to test these missionaries to see if they were faithful to the teachings of the church or not, using the catechism and using the scripture. The people of faith in Korea had always been proud of who their ancestors were, the one who upheld the faith from the beginning. And we have to ask ourselves too, why do we celebrate the death or the martyrdom of Saint Andrew Kim today, as well all of his companions? For us at Catholics in particular, our understanding of martyrdom is never about dying so that somehow we are not being counted at infidels or not faithful to the faith. But our martyrdom have always been a reflection of Christ's own love, laying down his life for his friends. Martyrdom is hard because it requires us, before that physical martyrdom itself, at the dying of ourself to live in God's will. And that's why Jesus said in the gospel today very clearly that whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever have already known who he or she belonged to, that is already the beginning of eternal life itself. And the first reading from the Book of Wisdom today, as you might know, is oftentimes get bored out of our mind because that's what a lot of people choose for their funeral readings. And once we hear this reading from the Book of Wisdom at the funeral, we start to zone out. Or we start to think, oh, we're going to canonize someone today. Well, but if we really see what the readings is about, the soul of the just know that they are being justified by God because they know who they are in the sight of God and they know who God is. To be just is not to justify ourselves according to worldly standards or according to humanistic ideology or whatever we think will make us better, but according to the standards of God, according to the standards of Christ, according to the standards of that radical love in laying down one life so that Christ possess each and every one of us. Saint Andrew Kim converted to the faith when he was 15 years old. And as a matter of fact, his own father was a martyr. His grandfather and his great uncle were some of the first Christians that were very faithful. And after being converted to the faith, he walked almost 1,000 miles to China to be formed in the seminary and became the first native priest of his own country. And as a matter of fact, he went back to evangelize and to preach the good news. And he gave his life at a tender age of 25, laying down his life because he loved Christ. But before he got beheaded, he was tortured under cruel conditions. So we ask ourselves, what made him have the ability to be so courageous, to be able to say, no matter what's going to happen to me, I choose Christ above all things? It goes back to that radical love that we found in martyrdom. By the act of dying to ourselves first and letting Christ live in us and through us. May Saint Andrew and all of the Korean martyrs teach us that we don't have to be knowledgeable or eloquent or anything like this in the sight of the world or in the standards of the world. All we need is to be faithful, to be humble, and to let Christ possess each and every one of us. By dying to ourselves, Christ lives in us and Christ reigns in each and every one of our hearts.